This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. I hope you're having a great day today. Thanks for spending a little bit of it with me. I'm pretty excited to share with you today part of a conversation I had with one of my clients. In my 12-week coaching groups, I opened it up a couple weeks ago, maybe, to invite people to schedule a call with me. And that means we chat on the phone, talk about what's going well, talk about what's not going so well, and it really allows not only me to help customize the strategy to the individual, but more important than that, it helps me help my client solve their own problems, because that's what I'm all about. When I'm coaching somebody, it's not about, here is my opinion on my answer to your challenge. It's, what's going on and how can I help you solve it for yourself? And more often than not, the biggest aspect of helping people solve their own problems is identifying where they're actually creating the issue to begin with. That's such a huge part of it. And I had a conversation the other day with one of my clients, and we recognized where she was unknowingly setting herself up for problems. And we were able to change her perspective in a way that really made the situation much easier. As I'm sharing this with you, this will air for you guys on a Thursday, which is the morning after registration for the spring coaching groups opens up. So as you hear this, unless you're listening to it after April 1st, registration is now open for the spring Fat Loss Fast Track. Though many of you have heard me say that I'm not calling it the Fat Loss Fast Track anymore, but just so we're all on the same page about how I have been referring to it for the past few years, the reason for the change really came from the groups, because it's about so much more than fat loss. And it really is about transformation. And people find that over the course of 12 weeks, their finances are getting better. Their relationships are getting better. They're happier overall. And it is the most common for me to get an email that says, yes, I lost weight, but what really was the biggest change was this other area of my life. So that's a little sidebar, side note there, but whatever it's called now, haven't quite decided. Don't really need to decide. It's not that important because I know what it is and you know what it is, and registration is open now. Registration is open now, and as I announced in the last episode that was all about sulfur and sulforaphanes and cholesterol and all that good stuff, hormones and detox, there will not be groups this summer. I have made that declaration partly to keep myself to it. There will be veteran groups, but there won't be any new groups in the summer. So this is your chance to really commit to 12 weeks of transformation. Registration is open now. You can learn more about it or register through the show notes page for this episode, which is just primalpotential.com/467. Or go to primalpotential.com and hit the work with me tab, and you will see your option for registration there. Enough with that. Let's dive into today's conversation. And it really is around the idea we will explore in this conversation that every declaration is directional. I want you to think about your thoughts and your words like a compass. And if you think something like, I've totally blown it, or as is the case in this conversation I'm going to share parts of with you today, I'm off to a terrible start, and even my cravings are totally out of control. Every thought, every word is like a compass, and we have to ask ourselves, all right, this thought that I'm thinking or these words that I'm speaking, if they are a compass, what direction do they have me pointing?
Is it where I want to go? And before we dive into this particular conversation, I'll share with you another example. And this one came to me via email. I shared it on the blog a couple days ago. But the email I got says, "Why am I so comfortable failing and so uncomfortable winning the day? It's almost as if I fight for failure. For me, there is a 4-hour window in which I need to be uncomfortable with boredom. 4 to 8 p.m. is my 4 hours of either winning or losing the day. Strangely enough, choosing bad choices is easier. Not easier tomorrow, but so easy and comfortable at the moment, even at the expense of tomorrow. Sounds ridiculous, but a destructive habit I have subscribed to." That's the email that came to me, and I want to ask you, if those words are a compass, if they are directional, and I'm saying they are, in what direction do they have this person pointing? Towards the problem or towards the solution? Towards the challenge they want to overcome or towards the solution they're hoping they can create? These thoughts, these words, "Why am I so comfortable failing? It's almost as if I fight for failure." Those declarations are directional and they're pointing in the area, in the direction of the problem. So you'll hear me in this coaching conversation I'm going to play for you. Different person, different conversation. You'll hear me asking, that thought you have, those words you're writing in your journal, if they are a compass, where are they pointing you? So now I'm going to play for you that conversation, and I'll see you on the other side of it. One of the things that you had written when you scheduled our last call was about constantly focusing on food and worried about gaining weight. Will I be able to keep it off? Bring me up to speed on where you are with that now.
Okay, so that was another really good talk that we had. And what I really liked about what you told me, and also I think you recently talked about this in the podcast, is having the check-ins with myself.
Mm.
So I really have started, I don't know if you remember, but all of my journaling is in Excel. So it's very easy for me to sort of pile weeks on top of each other and doing sort of almost like a data analysis to see where how I'm doing. So when things are troublesome in my journal, they're in red. And if things are going well, they're green. So if I take 4 weeks of journaling and sort of put them in one worksheet, I can start to see trends for where I need improvement. And I think if I do that every other week, and I can really, have that check-in with myself and start to see if things are going wrong.
Where have you found the most red?
I find my reds in the mornings when I do not get a good night's sleep and I wake up and I'm just sort of in that anxious, irritable, hungry all day state. That's where I have a lot of problems.
And what would that look like? Like you wake up, you didn't sleep well, you're up too late, you're in a funk in the morning. What would make it to your journal in red in a moment like that? Let's talk specific so that we can get you to a place where you're moving in a positive direction.
Okay, so I wake up and when I wake up in the mornings, I do start journaling right away and I will put in red, I'm already off to not to a great start.
Just out of curiosity, is there a different way that you could choose to see that? Like, do you think that response is helpful or no?
The way I'm wording it is not helpful. I think, like you mentioned, knowing that today might be a little bit more challenging is good, but the attitude, I probably need a little bit of an attitude adjustment on how I approach it.
Mm-hmm. The reason I say that is because when you say it's already off to a bad start, you're giving yourself that as an instruction. And so your thoughts are going to very much follow suit. And our actions follow our thoughts. So if you're kicking it off with the thought and then reinforcing the thought in writing, you're reinforcing that your actions are not going to be positive because you're saying we're off to a bad start. And you give it more weight, more gravity, more power as you write it, as you think it, as you reinforce it with repetition. Alternatively, it could just be it's early in the day. Regardless of how I slept, when I woke up, how I'm feeling, I create the day. Like, I am not just the traveler, I am the map maker. And so as the map maker, you sit down with your journal and thinking it's just sort of random flow of thought, you're charting your course. And so no different than wanting to go left and drawing a map that goes right, you want the day to be amazing, but you're charting a course that says it's shit. Anytime you're about to put something in red, and it's so cool that you have this routine of, you know, marking off your choices that way to see what's helpful and what's not. Anytime you're tempted to put something in red, ask yourself, is this the instruction I want to give? Every distinction is designed to alter performance. Every distinction is designed to alter performance. So when you say the day is already off to a bad start, that is a distinction about your morning. And every distinction is designed to alter performance. So when you write that, when you think that, when you say that, what performance does that promote? Alternatively, when you have the perspective of how do I make the rest of the day the best of the day? Or how, okay, I feel like I'm sort of in the hole. What can I do to climb out of it? What can I do to turn this around? It's early. The whole day is ahead of me. I am the map maker and the traveler. Where do I go from here? That is also a distinction, and the performance it promotes is dramatically different. That slight shift and reminding yourself, even if you like put a little note in your journal at the top, that's just a reminder to measure anything you're about to put in red against that. Every distinction is designed to alter performance. What performance does this promote? That might really direct you in a positive way. All right, we are back from that conversation. Elizabeth here. And interestingly enough, honestly, this totally happened this way. Just about 3 minutes before I hit record, I got an email from the client you heard in that recording. And I'm going to read to you what she wrote. She said, "Hi, Elizabeth. I just wanted to send a status update following our conversation regarding setting myself up for success early in the day. Prior to our conversation, I had entered morning notes in my journal and colored them red when I wasn't feeling well and felt I was off to a bad start. We discussed how I have the power to create my day. I am the map maker. I have put that quote at the top of my journal. I no longer color my morning text. If I'm off to a rough start, I enter possible ways to combat it. For example, this morning, I woke up feeling like I had been getting sick. I decided to go to my morning workout class as usual, but honor my health and scale back the workout if necessary. This slight change in attitude is really helping." So I want to challenge you as you go through the day. And whether you're thinking, I'm starving, or I really want something sweet, or I don't want to go to the gym, I want you to think of every thought you have, every word you speak, everything you write down as directional, as a compass, either pointing you in a direction you want to travel or pointing you in a direction that you don't want to travel. And I want you to try to use your thoughts and your words, even if you're feeling something like, I don't want to do this, I don't want chicken and broccoli, I want pizza. Use your thoughts and words to point you in the direction you do want to go. All right, how can I win the rest of the day? How can I love the food I eat and also love the way it makes me feel? What would that look like? It's not either you're all Pollyanna and excited about progress or you're miserable. Sometimes we have to shift from one to the other. And it's okay to be in a funk. It is honest to say, this day didn't start how I wanted it to, But don't let that be the end of the declaration. Have it be the beginning. Where can I go from here? How can I make myself proud? How can I make the rest of my day the best of my day? Because every thought and word is directional. Every declaration in thought, in writing, in word is directional. Where is it taking you? And make sure that as you use your thoughts and words, you're using them to your advantage and not to your detriment. I want to wrap up with a reminder that the 12 Weeks to Transformation coaching program, formerly known as the Fat Loss Fast Track, registration is now open for the spring. We start on April 1st, and you can get more information. You can register by going to today's show notes, primalpotential.com/467. Or by heading to primalpotential.com and hit the Work With Me tab. But if you are listening to this sometime in the future, I don't know when the next group will be. It will not be in the summer. I'm undecided about fall. But if you are listening to this in real time, I would love the opportunity to get to know you better, to work with you more closely, to help you figure out what is in your way, and most importantly, to help you overcome it. So I hope you'll take me up on that. It'll be a lot of fun. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.